held to a goalless draw by Everton, and Liverpool defeated Fulham 2-0. That's all the latest on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Punters, we bet you, you can't find a better betting app than the Tab app. With more live Sky Racing than any other app, exclusive race previews and the biggest range of race replays on offer, you have everything you need to give you the best betting experience all in the palm of your hand. Plus, enjoy access to detailed form, cutting-edge data and expert analysis from the best in the business. Download the Tab app today and stay ahead of the game. Tab. Terms and conditions apply. See tab.com.au. Gamble responsibly.
Thursday mornings on Sky Sports Radio.
Looking forward to a chinwag today, as always.
Chinwag with Cossie brings you in-depth chats with racing stars past and present.
Delighted to have a chat with you.
Hear what makes our racing personalities tick. Thursday mornings from 10:30 on Sky Sports Radio.
I'm at work with
Graham
to show him how changing radio stations on any Amazon Alexa device is as easy as saying, Alexa, play non-stop AM.
Play non-stop AM.
Well, that was easy.
Your turn. Say, Alexa play, then yeah. Think of one of the 300 or so stations you want to hear.
Alexa play.
But why aren't you saying this?
You said to think of one, so I'm thinking of one.
Good gosh. Controlling the radio with your voice is now unbelievably easy with Amazon Alexa.
On Sky Sports Radio, you're listening to Racing HQ. And now, a complete analysis of the form for today's major New South Wales race meetings.
And good morning, everyone. It is 10:04 with Sean Cosgrove. Having a great day of racing today. We have Ballina and George Orcrum's there. Morning, George.
Yeah, g'day, Sean. How are you, mate?
I'm good. How's your day in Ballina today?
Yeah, she's a lovely day here.
Yeah, beautiful, fine?
Yeah, fine. Yeah, should be a good day's racing.
Any cloud around or just sunshine, sunshine and sunshine?
A little bit of cloud, not much, mate. Still a lovely fine day here.
All right. Now, the track, how have you rated that, George?
The track's rated a good 4. It'd probably stay there around a good 4 mark. The rail's out 1.5 metres from 1,000 to the 250 to cut away. Yeah.
All right. Now, I'd imagine you'd just have grass galore there at the moment, the weather there.
Yeah, we had 5 mil there on Saturday night, which was good. Just topped it up and just kept it in that good range. So, yeah, it's good grass cover on it, and yeah, we're expecting to race really well.
All right, terrific. So you'll have a good day there today, and you get 8 top races too.
Yeah, it'll keep us going, eh?
That'll keep you out of trouble and away from the bar, George, won't it?
Yeah, I think so, mate.
All right. Have a great day.
You too, mate. Thanks, sir.
George Orcrum, and Gary Cleese joins me now. Morning, Gary.
Yeah, morning, Sean. You ain't get much out of Georgie, mate.
Hey, he plays his cards close to his chest, doesn't he?
He does. Yeah, no, good weather. They've got that little bit of rain. I left for Armidale early yesterday morning. I think it was about 3 o'clock. They got about 5 mil, which would have done it the world of good, but doesn't look like any rain in sight, and that wind's kicking in, so... And race really good last meeting, so it shouldn't be any different today, really and truly. Fields aren't too bad. I mean, we've been doing a lot of racing, Sean. There's just a lot on at the moment, so they've held up pretty good at the moment for the amount of horses that are in the pool, mate.
Yeah, two right now. The first today, and this is over the 1,305. Number one, Cleodna, $1.75. Two, Clever Dolly, 11. Three, Ramatule is 12. Four, Lady Salerno, 11. Five, Toffee Drop, 4.40. Six, Tia Torre, 11. And 7 Catarina, 8.50. The favourite one, Cleodna, $1.75.
Yeah, well, the only one that they want her, is she opened up at $1.90, $1.80, $1.75, and really and truly, probably just a tinkling of money, Toffee dropped the 5, $4.60 into 4.40, but other than that, I just can't help anything out. And look, she's awfully hard to beat, 1.562 for me, and she ran second at the Gold Coast 4 runs ago behind Skylark. She's only beaten 1.3. That was in a filly to mare's class too. And then David Joyce took her to her next two runs at the Gold Coast to 65 rating. So she was out of a grade and she wasn't as straight beaten 4.6 and 4.62. And then he brought her back to filly to mare's class too and she led and she won. And Charlotte's Girl run second. They had a bit of a margin to the third horse. So here she is back into a benchmark 50-58. But she's getting back in grade again. And she's still in fillies and mares, and that's why you can see that weight rise for her. I mean, that's probably just the only minor. She carried 51.5 kilos when she went at the Gold Coast, and she's got 57.5 today. So she's got a 6-kilo weight rise, but really and truly, she looks hard to beat. And she doesn't have to lead. She led at the Gold Coast. I, I think the leader outsider just pulled the anchors up and left her in front. Dangers, I've got five Toffee Drop. I mean, she's been placed at 1350 before. She her run at Casino 2 runs ago was really good, and then she had to come back from 1200 back to 1000. Cyril Small rode her that day. He had no luck on it. Cyril, he was 4 and 5 wide going down the back, and he decided, well, I'm no sense in staying. I've got to get on my bike and get going. And she had to cover a heap of ground again on the corner. But look, I like the run. She kept whacking away, beaten 3.4. Wouldn't surprise me to see if Cyril does a Vaux Road today. He might dig this mare out and go to the front on her, because she has led before, and that might give Cleodner the runs. Cleodner's got the gate to make a mind up what she does. I'm leaving T.O. Tory 8 there. She's sitting on around that $11 on tab.com.au. It's a little mare that's been a little bit hot and cold this preparation, but she is a 5 times winner, and she's only got a kilo over the limit. She's not a bad mare on a day. Probably would have liked to have seen a little bit more given the track. And Too Clever Dolly, lovely mare, beautiful mare. Terry McCarthy's got her. She's a former Victorian. She was placed at Moe back in July. Now, Terry's only given her the one run, and a real burly little mare, but a lovely mare. And she was just run off the legs over the 1,000 metres behind Millinery a week ago. And her only win in Victoria was 1,300 metres. She'll pop up a little bit closer today, and you might even see her show up. But there's just no money for her at the moment on tab.com.au. 1, 5, 6, and 2 in race 1.
All right, we go to race 2. 1 aim to win, 280. 2 Bay of Plenty, 21. 3 Dewbank, 310. Now 4's out. 5 Rockaway Beach, 151. 6 Direct Drive, 61. 7 Genoa, 31. 8 Commissioner, 440. And 9 Burning Success, 390. Favourite number 1 aim to win at $2.80.
Yeah, well, he's just out. He was 2.40 this morning, and earlier on he was 2.50, then 2.60, 2.80. So he's got a 40-cent push out. Dewbank's also come forward. They've rallied up. Good luck to them. $3.90, $2.90, $3, just out of that 3.10 now. And Burning Success, the bottom weight's had a little bit of support into the 3.90, but this pushes the favourite out, aim to win. I mean, he's having his first run for the new year. Tracy Trimbury's got him. He's second at Gosford. That was second up behind Buckle Up Baby. He was beaten 0.1 of a length. 2 winners have come out of it. He went to Kembla Grange beyond Oakfield Jet, beaten 1.8 when running second. Really and truly, this is easier here today. And he gets a little bit of claim for Jed Hodge, and he draws a pretty good gate. Well, he comes into the 3 alley now, so he looks like he did his first win for the new yard. 8 Commission, I like this horse. Brad Witt's got him. Brad's only had him for 2 runs. He produced him at Coffs Harbour, and they had their money on him. But bottom line is, he didn't handle the very heavy track there. Then he brought him back to Ballina here a week ago, and he found Dream of Delago just a little bit too good over down the running. And that was 1,000 metres, and he went 1,200 to start before. But there's no Dream of Delago's here. And he gets 54.5. So what did he carry? 50. He's got a 2.5 kilo weight drop. So this is going to suit him a lot better. But Dewbank, look, he's a problem child, this guy. If anyone would have said to him when we first seen him go to the trials that he was still going to be a maidener, I'd said no. But he's finding it hard to put it together. Maybe, just maybe, McGowan can get the best out of him, because he's certainly got the ability to beat these. And the 9 Burning Success, 3 runs back, another one from the Brad Witt yard. 2 runs ago, beaten 3 lengths, and led the other day at the Gold Coast, and was still there at the 150-metre mark, and had no peace going down the back, and just weakened out the last little bit. But draws a good gate, and certainly going to be a lot more fitter for that last run. I'm with the Toppy. I think he's well placed, Sean. First up in the new yard, they may even get the money with him here. 1-8, 3-9, race 2.
All right, now we go to the third event, and a 1 Fee Grief, 4.60, 2 out, 3, 1 for Betty, $2.25, 4 out, 5 Bell of Caduce, 6.50, 6 Our Last Penny, 21, 7 Lightning Patch at 21, number 8 Gypsy Ball, 14, 9 Hugs and Kisses, 7.50, 10 Our Blank Canvas, 21, and 11 Vice Baby, 8.50. Favourite 2.25, number 3, 1 for Betty, Maddie Dunn, Maddie McGarren.
Yeah, how did you pronounce the top 8's name?
Fee Grief? Fee Grief. Fee Grief.
Okay, right. Yep. I'll go with you, Sean. Right. On 3.19 and 5, and 1 for Betty, $3.72.25. So he's been the real good rally up. Not lovely, lovely filly, beautiful filly. Good money. Fee Grief, he's $4.40, just out of that 4.60 mark. And Bella of Cadiz is $8.650, another one from the Dunn stable. But the big money, and the one they want, is 1 for Betty, and I've got her on top, 3.19 and 5, and I mean, if you look at her debut run, she ran third at Doomben behind Zoo Style. Now, Zoo Style is from the Tony Gollan stable. He's a smart horse, real good horse. Now, this filly had no idea what she was doing at Doomben when she debuted down the back. She was like a drunken sailor. The only time she got going was the last 100 metres. You take the winner out, Zoo Style, which won by 5.5 lengths. You take the winner out, she's probably been beaten half a length per second. She's gone back. She's trialled at the Gold Coast a couple of weeks ago. She was never off the bridle in that trial. She did everything right in the trial. She jumped out, parked in behind the two leaders, wasn't asked to do anything, and I think she's going to be hard to beat. I've got her one of the best of the day, and they've really rallied up for her late. The top weight, the former Victorian mare, now in the Brucey Hill yard, mare that showed pretty good form in Victoria, and Bruce has only given her the one trial. That was, again, a couple of weeks ago. Beaten two lengths in a Gold Coast trial, back to the inside, didn't really do a lot down the running, or wasn't asked to do a lot. A little bit of a sticky gate for her, but she's in a very, very good yard. When they travel and bring horses, they normally go home with the money. I got 9 hugs and kisses. I'm throwing her around the mix because I loved the Gold Coast run 2 runs ago when she ran second behind My Dream Lover, then went to the Wollumbar behind Indian Rocks, beaten 2.4 when running fourth. Indian Rocks has since gone on to win, and then just didn't put in whatsoever at the Sunny Coast. But I could explain that it was beaten 14.9 lengths, but it was off the track from a really bad gate at 14 alley, but she weakened out. So obviously they were disappointed. They just freshened her up. They haven't run it for a couple of months. She gets no weight on her back from a good alley. And 5 Bella Kaziz, one from the Dunyard Regime Tears, and that one that's only been, had the one trial and beaten 1.7 in a Deegan trial and draws a good gate. So another one that, and the day she did debut in a good race at Ipswich, 3 winners came out of that race. But I like the 3-1 for Betty. I think she's here to win. She's by all too hard and she's in the right yard. 3-1, 9-5 in race 3.
All right. Now the fourth one out, 2 Maserati, $5. 3 Charlotte's Girl is $3.30. 4 Red Flyer is $13. Number 5 Respetta, $21. 6 Captain the World, $6.50. 7 Yeah the Boys, $7.50. 8 That's Madness, $3.10. And 9 Villanaba is $23. But the favourite of $3.10, number 8 That's Madness.
Yeah, another one from the Matt Dunyard, a newcomer. She was formerly trained out of Graft and now with Matt Dunn. $4.60 they bet this morning. $3.50, $3.30, $3.10. So each call over the last couple of hours, she shortens up. Charlotte's Girl, Marianne Brosnan, $3.80 into $3.30. And Maserati's getting a little bit of support late, $6.50 into $5. And look, I haven't got the favourite in. That's Madness. And I could be completely wrong, but I will explain that in a minute. On 2, 3, 6, 7, I'm with Maserati. I like the horse. He's won 2 out of his last 5. He's win at Grafton over Just Sizzling. Was really good. And then he popped in straight to a 65 rating Bruce Hill at the Gold Coast, and he was beaten 5.9 behind Too Easy Bro. He took him back to a 58 rating at the Gold Coast, the Grafton behind Chloride, beaten 1.9. That was 1,200 metres. The only time this fella got going was the last 100 metres. He started to really hit the line hard with the 59. He drops to the 57, and he gets to the 12.55 today, and he draws up fairly, fairly good from that gate. I like him. I think he'd be very hard to beat. 3 Charlotte's Girl is going really, really good. Marianne Brosden's got her. She's a former New Zealand mare that's only had 4 runs for Marianne. She ran second here at a second go behind Champagne Vega, and then went to Bow Desert and won a maiden, beating Angel of War, and then went to a Class 2 at the Gold Coast, and Cleodna beat a 0.1 of the length. Now, we'll get a line in the first race with Cleodna. If Cleodna steps out and wins pretty easy, that pulls this mare into good contentions from a good gate. 6 Captain the World. Lauren Hearn's got him out of Eagle Farm now. He's a former North Queensland horse. He's had 1 run for Lauren. He ran 5th-12 at the Sunny Coast there, behind Lucky Jackson, beating 2.8. A couple of winners have already come out of the race, and he didn't have a lot of luck, this guy. He lost his spot at the 700-metre mark when he got up on heel. So that margin of 2.8 should have been a lot closer. And 7 Year the Boys, look, he's doing a good job. His last start win was good. He doesn't win many, but he's in an informed stable. Leo Clapham's horses are going really good at the moment. He sneaks down with the half a kilo over the limit. Like I was saying, 8, That's Madness. I've seen a lot of this mare. Like, she was formerly trained at Grafton. I wasn't impressed with her trial. She ran 6th-6 in the trial and got beaten a long way, but obviously they're happy enough with it because the money's come for her late. So I'm just... 2, 3, 6 and 7 for me, Sean, in race 4.
All right. Now, the fifth number one outstrip is 18. Two should have known better, $4. 3 Peak Hill, 370. 4 Napoleon's War, 750. Number 5 Bramac, 460. 6 Indian Rocks, 420. 7-2 for the road, 34. 8 Prince Morpheus, 12 and 9 out. Favourite here at 370, number 3 Peak Hill.
Yeah, she opened up at 350 this morning, just neats out a little bit. Should have known better. In a very astute yard. They know what they do when they travel. Inklings, he actually only runner. $5.50, $4, so there's money there late and kept very safe. Indian Roxy actually hasn't budged, and Bromark is $4.20 in, out to $4.60, but probably the best back runner, should have known better in a very, very astute stable. 6-5-2-3 for me, and I'm sticking with him, Indian Roxy. I'm trying to find a leader, and I can't find anything that's going to take him on. He got the soft leader graft in the other day. They just left him alone. And he just raced away at the death. He had 59 on his back. He's got a full-kilo weight drop. I suppose the question mark is, there was a question mark on him at Grafton at 1,700 metres, and he seemed to run out of that good. And he's on a short course today at 1,905. So I just can't find anything attacking him. Five Braid March is going good. He's just got to come back and trip back to the 1,900 metres. But they'll roll here, and that's going to suit him to just get him to track right into the race. Two should have known better, little mare that, like I said, is in a very astute yard. She won good at Toowoomba, two runs ago over the mile, beating Red Prince. Then came back to Toowoomba and run third behind, give us a cuddle, and just lost the spot just getting to the corner when she got up on heels and got going again late. She's won up to 1,700 metres, never been tried at 19, but she just kept whacking away the other day, so that would indicate that she'll run the ground. And 3 Peak Hill, look, he's doing a good job. His Toowoomba win was good. Two runs ago, young Daniel Bowen's got him. He went to Randwick on a highway behind Minnehaha, only beaten 4.5. And he can stay a trip, so there's no worries with him there. I'm just with Indian Rocks. I think if they leave him alone, it's good night and bye-bye. And he just might keep rolling. 6-5-2-3 in race 5.
Now we go to race 6. One for Rock and Lad is 3.20. 2 Invincible Tammy is $3.40. 4 Solo Melody, 6.50. 5 Run Jack Run, 16. 6 Aqua Jewels, 16. 7 Pujados is $16 pop. Number 8 Red Raffle, 11. 9 Jazzy Ruler, 19. 10 Ready's Aim Fire, 26. 11 The Ponster, 21. Favourite, number 1 Sorok and Lad, $3.20.
Yeah, well, he opened up at 2.80 this morning, $3.30, $3.10, $3.20. So he's on the drift. This is a big query here, this man. Is there any money for a little bit of money? Invincible Tammy, $3.70, $4 into $3.60, now into $3.40. And Solo Melody down from the Gold Coast, Les Kelly. This has been a good short, and it's probably the best shortener up in the race. $11 into $6, back out to $6.50. So they've really come for her. Fraction of money for Invincible Tammy, the two, and no money for Sorok and Lad. Now, have a look at the weight Sorok and Lad's got, Sean. 65 kilos, added kilo for the best. 66, that's a big weight, isn't it?
Bit of weight, isn't it? Yeah, you're right.
Right now, I'm taking the punt with this man, 2-4-1 and 3. I'm taking the punt with Invincible Tammy here. Johnny Shelton's got him. His stable's just cracking at the moment. She's a really, really smart mare, this. Now, he hasn't taken her to the trials. And he had her in here a week ago, and she had a little bit of a sticky gait, and he pulled her out. Now, whether he just wanted another week with her to get her right, but anywhere near half right, and she can run this girl. She's by I'm Invincible. And if he's got her right in the yard, I think she's one of the big key runners. For Solo Melody, well, she's had the support, and I don't mind unless Kelly's got her. The only question mark that I've got against her, she's won at 800 and 900 metres. She's had four goes at 1,000 metres and failed. But we've been saying that, go back four runs ago in August, she did run 6-12 at Doomben behind Bruce Angel, beaten 3.6 in a no metropolitan win race at Doomben on a city meeting. So that would indicate that she probably could get a solid 1,000. So Rock and Lad's probably the best horse in the race. He's the best horse at Ballina's, no doubt about that. But I'm frightened with him at 65. You had a kilo for the vest there, 66 kilos. I mean, it's a massive weight, but they can carry it over the short trips. And if there's a knockout, it may be Passion to Win. And I'm just having a look now. She's $16 into $9.50 at the moment. Probably not really a good 1,000-metre mare, but a mare that will be sitting off the hottest speed you'll find. And they're clinking their armours with these top weights, with the big weights that are resuming. She might be the little mare that can power over the top of them. She's had one go at Ballina for one placing. So I've got her running on really late. 2-4, 1-3 in race 6.
Righto, race 7, One Bow Dancer, 41, 2 Engraved, 9, 3 Last Cigar is 16, number 4 Mudgy Road, 11, 5 My Dream Lover, 3.10, 6 Queechy is $7, number 7 Scam, 16, 8 Kushti Princess is 12, number 9 Golden Lily, $4, 10 Polyador, 10, 11 Missile Attack, 21, $3.10 favourite, number 5 My Dream Lover.
Yeah, just starting to come for you now, $4, $3.50, $3.60, $3.40. And straight into that 3.10 mark. So good churn up for him. And Golden Lily's $5 into $4. And Queechy's on the quick backup for the punters out there that like Queechy. He went around at the Gold Coast on Saturday. And an 1,800-metre class funding has beaten 10.5. So he's third favourite. $5 out for $7. 5, 9, 2 and 7 for me. I'm with him, My Dream Lover. He won at the Gold Coast. He went to Lismore over the Cup Carnival. He drew 13 gate. He just could not get in on him whatsoever, Ryan Maloney. He was beaten 1.8 behind New Horizon. Four winners have even popped out of the race. He went to Ipswich. He was beaten 1.4 behind La Drama. And I loved his run at the Gold Coast the other day. That was 1,400 metres. So all he wanted to do was just keep getting to the line. He has his first go at 1,600 metres. And the only runner for Toby Edmonds here today, they're probably the only question mark. He pops up to the 59, but I think he finds a lot easier race here today. Nine's the Danger Golden Lily. Really, really nice mare. Marion Brosnan's got her. Marion's only had it for the two runs, and she went first up here. She had to work off a bad gate and sit outside the leader. And Rothford beat her 2.8 when she ran second. He came out to win again after that. And then she brought her back from a mile back to 1,300 metres, and she was too good for Consular a week ago, so she goes straight back to the mile today and gets a nice soft date, but a nice filly that could easily take that step up. Two Engraved, I didn't mind his run at Bow Desert. He had 12 gate, he worked hard, he was probably 4 or 5 wide on the corner. He wanted to lane a little bit at the 100-metre mark in behind one horse, and Jag Bookman Chest had to pull him out. But when he finally got out in the clear, he finished the race off late, beating 1.7. He goes straight to the mile again, but he's another horse that gets a soft run, and I've got no worries with him running a mile out. And I didn't mind the run at the 7 Scan. He's had a couple of runs back. He's had 1,100-metre run first up, and he was run off his leg. He chipped away late, second up 1,400 metres behind I'm Rosie, and had a bit of condition on him in the yard. So you would think he'd be a lot more fitted today, and he draws a gate straight up to the mile third up. But he looks hard to beat, My Dream Lover. I think he'll run the mile, and I think he'd be hard to beat. 5, 9, 2 and 7 in race 7.
And the final event, the 8th, number 1, Takaraka, is 17, 2, Big RJ, 13, 3, My Cousin Red, 10, 4, Red Wolf, 16, number 5, Will's Bid, $3, 6, Weaver Encore, $4.20, 7, Red Calvary, $23, number 8, Spanish Hurricane, 13, 9, Academy Hill, $7.50, 10 out, 11, Uncanny Effort, $8, and 12, Flinders Dragon, $21, 3 even for 5, Will's Bid in the last.
Yeah, well, they bet $4 earlier on, and then he went into $3.20, $3.30, back out to $3.40. Back into $3.20 and into $3. So they've had a couple of serves at him during the morning in the last couple of hours. Reaver Encore is really good first up. $5 into $4.20 in Academy Hill. $9.50 into $7.50 late. And Uncanny Effort's been a little Brett Bellamy's opened his pockets here. $14 into $8. Well, he was $7 a couple of hours ago. So just back out to $8. So he's had very good support. 5, 6, 9, 11 for me. I'm with Will's Bid. And he had no peace the other day. He went to serve up and lead, and one attacked him all the way down the back, and Chloride beat him 0.1 of the length. I mean, he had 60, he goes 61, but he's got a soft gait. I've got him more or less pushing to the front, and if they leave him alone, maybe even Big RJ goes to the front and gives him a little bit of cover down the back to get off their backs. But I think the run will bring him along. 6, Reaver Encore. He did a really good job first up, this guy at Coffs Harbour. He hadn't been to the trials. He was like a stick with four legs last preparation. He had no body on him, but I couldn't believe the improvement he's made from that break. He just developed, he furnished, and obviously they were happy enough with him, and he really rounded them up quick and put pay to him, and Tegan Harrison sticks with him here today. 9's the Danger, Academy Hill. He draws a nice little soft gate. He's not out of it, this horse. 1,350 or seating here. He's been placed a couple of times here at Belna. In the 11, Uncanny Effort, I just see, like I said, the money's come from the Bellamy Yard. He just did absolutely nothing up until two runs ago when he took him to Graft and he drew 13 alley. And he had no luck from a bad gate. He was wide the trip, beating three lengths. But I liked his running the other day behind fence when running third, beating 2.8. So obviously Brett's starting to work him out. He hasn't had him that for that long. and he draws one gate, that'll give him a nice little posse up in behind him. 5, 6, 9 and 11 in the last, Sean.
All right, interesting day there. Come up with a fair bit of weight on him and so forth. What do you like, Gary, any standouts?
I like race 3, number 3, 1 for Betty. Love the debut run. Love the trial from the Dunyard, and they're back there already. So I think she'll be hard to beat. And this horse in the last, if he gets a little bit of cover down the back, race 8, number 5, Will's Bitter. He'll take a bit of hanging out today. So race 3, number 3, 1 for Betty. Race 8, number 5, Will's Bid. Quaddy numbers, I'm not having any luck, Sean. I'm getting them home, and the last one's knocking me out. So 6-5 and 2 in the first leg. 2-4-1-3 second leg. 5-9-2-7 in the third leg. And 5-6-9 in that last leg, Sean. But beautiful day. Track will play good, and that wind's kicking in, and that keeps the temperatures down, mate.
All right, terrific. Look forward to your late mail throughout the day.
Champion. See you, mate.
Good on you, Gary. Gary Cleese, 29 past 10 at Sky Sports Radio. Let's update the latest news and sport now with Madison Clare Sloan.
Morning to you, Cozzy. Well, it's all about cricket this morning. Australia has lost its three-match ODI series to South Africa after a Sean Marsh century failed to save the day with a record-breaking partnership between South Africa's Farr du Plessis and David Miller setting up a 40-run win over Australia in Hobart yesterday. Meanwhile, superb performances from Alyssa Healy and Elise Perry have helped Australia cruise to an easy World 2020 victory over Ireland this morning. In the A-League, Perth have claimed top spot on the ladder after scoring 2 late goals, defeating Adelaide 2-0. Meanwhile, Melbourne Victory cruised to a 4-1 win over the Central Coast Mariners. And teen sensation Alex de Minaur has been hailed as a gift to Australian tennis by Rod Laver after signing off his breakout season with the ATP Tour Newcomer of the Year title. That's all the latest in sport on Sky Sports Radio, your racing and sports leader.
Sky Sports Radio's popular harness program, On the Pace, takes you to New Zealand this Tuesday. Hear from the key players in the $800,000 New Zealand Cup. And all the latest from Greg Hayes Trackside. That's 10:30 Tuesday morning, right here on Sky Sports Radio.
Harvey Norman's massive factory outlet is open 7 days. It's the only one in Sydney, and it's at Mascot. Full of manufacturers' seconds, ex-display stock, scratch and dent, factory refurbished units, and end-of-line run-out models. It's all cheap, 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 and price to clear. Fridges, washers, TVs, computers, furniture, bedding and flooring, and lots, 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 lots more. Harvey Norman's factory outlet, Gardeners Road, Mascot.
Are you looking to be a part of positive change for your environment and community? Get on board and make a positive difference with Conservation Volunteers Australia. Our network of 25 offices around Australia and New Zealand are working with local communities to improve their environments with tree plantings, weed clearing, wildlife surveys and loads of other hands-on projects. Contact Conservation Volunteers Australia on 1800 032 501 or visit conservationvolunteers.com.au to find a project near you.
On Racing HQ, Racing HQ, Racing HQ, here's On the Pace.
On your racing leader, Sky Sports Radio.
Now the green light switched on. Ready.
With the latest news, interviews and tips from kennels and courses around the country.
Fernando Bale came out of the machine, Hammond.
Welcome to Going Greyhounds.
And it is 29 to 11. We've got a big week coming up. A lot coming up in the next couple of weeks too. John Brash is with us. Morning, John.
Good morning to you, Sean. Good morning, everyone. Yes, a big week in greyhound racing coming up, and it all centres on Melbourne Town. We've run the Melbourne Cup for the horse week, and now it's turning to the greyhound's turn, and the Melbourne Cup heats will be coming up on Friday night. Yes, Friday night this week, Sandown will be racing with the 8 heats of the Melbourne Cup and also the 4 heats of the Bold Trees, and then they'll go into the final the following Friday night, so the